Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You know when you don't want to have a conversation? This is one of those that I actually do not want to have. And I imagine that it's my reaction to this is no different to many South Africans. We're dealing with load shedding. We've heard about water shedding, and that's become a bit of a problem, especially in Johannesburg. And now there is this notion or this warning of fuel shedding. Well, what on earth is it? Peter Morgan is the director at the Liquid Fuels Wholesalers Association. He joins us this morning. Peter, good morning. A conversation I definitely do not want to have, but need to, right?
It's a conversation I wish we weren't having.
Exactly. Yes,
yeah.
So tell us about this. What is the current situation with our fuel?
Well, let's have a little bit of the background. We've talked about the Morani Commission of 2006.
Mm-hmm.
That came about because in 2005 we had some shortages of fuel in the country. And when it was announced, it created a panic buying spree that made the situation far worse than what it was.
Sure.
Okay? But at that stage we were talking about crude oil strategic stocks. If we run forward to now, what we know is that most of the refineries are not refining anymore. They've become import terminals. And with the oil majors importing finished products into the country, we've learned that there's a lot more risk to importing finished product than there is to crude oil. Because if you import finished products, and you know, there's a chance of the vessel being late, there's a chance of the product being off spec, there's the chance that the vessel can't come into the harbor because of bad weather. We also have a situation that we were very fortunate with last week and the week before, where there was a strike in the harbor. So what we're learning, that's the first issue. That if, when you import finished product, you import just in time, and you import only what you want, which means currently we have no strategic stock of finished product in the country at all. Okay? That becomes important to us because what we've learned is that there's no equality of misery. When there's any shortage on the horizon, the oil major will keep the product they need for their customers, and they ration the independent wholesalers. But who are independent wholesalers? Independent wholesalers came about because in our current pricing methodology, we have a situation where the urban areas, that there's an averaging. So the urban areas over-recover. The non-urban areas, the old rural outlying areas, we used to call them, under-recover. The oil majors have kept all the business in the urban areas where there's the over-recovery. They've sold off or walked away from all the business that's in the non-urban areas. And that's been sold off to the new independent wholesalers. So what we're saying is that when there's a hiccup for importing finished product, that hiccup is passed to the independent wholesaler. And there's a risk that that can be passed to the customer in the non-urban areas.
Right.
So we're saying we need to reintroduce that discussion around strategic stocks because we can't have a situation where we're always at risk, okay? There are other issues in our current pricing methodology that make this worse. Currently, the price of diesel from January to now has skyrocketed. Our current pricing methodology actually doesn't recognize that. So because in the outlying areas, the non-urban areas, our transport to take product to customers is much, much further than the guys in the urban areas. They have a short transport circle. We have a very long one. So this extra cost of diesel has a very negative effect on our business. But at the same time, we had a very unusual situation this year. But once a year, the cost of getting product from the coast inland, you know, the whole zone differentials, it gets more expensive the further you move away from the coast.
Yes, of course.
The information that was given to the department was incorrect. They used the incorrect information, which means that in a number of areas, in the non-urban areas, in some instances, the decrease was 20 or 22 cents a litre. So we've got a situation now where independent wholesalers can no longer guarantee the security of supply to non-urban areas. We're saying we've almost got the perfect storm, that something has to happen. We have to have an agreement now on strategic stocks to stop all the upheavals in the ports and on any of the import scenarios, but we also need to have a serious discussion right now to fix some of the issues in our pricing methodology. It's not working.
Are these conversations being taken seriously by government? I mean, surely the thing that they don't need now is a third arrow in their quiver, which is now fuel rationing.
My concern is that although we've been saying the same thing to the same people for a number of years now, and I'm talking 8+ years.
Right.
I believe that there's a mindset that says, you know, I know the oil companies, we know how much money they were making in the past. Everybody in this industry is making money. And I don't think there's enough cognizance taken of the fact that there's two completely different business models. That what's happening in the urban areas and the oil majors, and what's happening into the new transform businesses in the non-urban areas are not the same. And I don't think they're getting a different investigative process in the department. I think that what's happening with the discussion with oil majors is just overriding into us, and our current situation is not being understood.
What is our local production like, our local refinery?
We only have two refineries at the moment. Right. Natref is refining crude oil, and Sasol refines from coal.
Yes.
The refineries in Durban and the refinery in Cape Town and the refinery in Mossel Bay are import terminals. They're no longer refining.
Ah.
They're not refining at the moment.
Is that really part of the problem, that we've just become completely, what you were saying earlier, is that we are way too dependent on importing and that brings with it all of these additional challenges?
No, I think we should have expected that the whole issue of refining here was going to change, because global refining has changed so much.
Right.
You know, if you build a refinery now, in fact, they're building a refinery that's coming on stream very soon in Nigeria now.
Right.
That has more production capacity than all of our refineries put together.
Unbelievable.
So if you look at globally what's happening, you're getting bigger and bigger refineries. And big refineries give you economies of scale. So our little refineries here are so small, it doesn't matter how efficient you make them. They can't compete with these new massive refineries globally. So, you know, either we build a massive refinery here, which we can't afford, or we're going to have to understand that importing is the future. So we're saying 30-day strategic stop, stop all the upheaval, because we know that there's more risk to importing finished product. So let's build a buffer for that, and let's look at the pricing methodology issues, and then the whole issue about whether the refining or import goes away, it doesn't make a difference to the market at all now.
And that's where we leave it. Peter Morgan, Director at the Liquid Fuels Wholesalers Association, chatting to us this morning.